الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Matin channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in this silsila that we are learning the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to eating. And this learning can change our lives. Because this is an act that we do every day. And if we bring this in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only do we fill our stomach and fulfill our desire, but at the same time, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we will gain great reward. And we learnt in the previous episode that eating in accordance with sunnah, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, is a form of worship. Subhanallah. All that we learn today comes from a very beautiful book written by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, published by Maktabatul Madina, Islamic Manners of Eating. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, we heard in the last episode the blessings one gains by starting his food with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's move on to some of the other sunnats of Rasulullah and some of the prohibitions, things that we shouldn't do when we're eating. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik has narrated that Rasulullah prohibited eating and drinking whilst one is standing up. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the monthly channel, this has become a habit. Even when we're at home, we're walking about the house and we're eating away, we don't consider what we are doing. Then, when we're thirsty, we walk up to the sink in the kitchen, we take the glass, we fill it up, and standing there, we gulp it down without a second thought. Yet, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prohibited this. And then, what Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us, today the scientists are catching up and they're saying, yes, that was a beautiful pearl of wisdom. A famous Italian dietitian has said, eating while standing causes spleen and heart diseases. It also engenders psychological disorders. Sometimes it causes such high level of insanity that the person afflicted loses his memory. And it's just by eating and drinking standing up. It is a sunnah to eat and drink sitting down. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And inshallah, further on we will learn some more sunnahs in relation to how to drink water according to sunnah. But for now, if you remember, try never to stand up and eat or drink. Always sit down and always try to eat and drink in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we come to something that we don't actually think about. When somebody hands us some food, or when we're drinking water, we don't think that there is any difference between eating or drinking with the right hand or the left. So we have no differentiation between them. It doesn't matter which one we use. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, it does matter. It is sunnah to eat and drink with the right hand. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, Raqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, no one should eat or drink with his left hand, as eating and drinking with the left hand is the practice of the shaitan. Allah, Allah, Allah. And we thought there's no difference between the two hands. Look at the beautiful way Raqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to eat. Eating with the right hand has the blessings of the sunnah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, all of you should eat and drink with the right hand and take and give with the right hand, because the shaitan eats and drinks, gives and takes with the left hand. Today, we never think about when we're handing somebody something. We never think and pause for a moment to think, why am I giving it with the left hand, when the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to do these things with your right hand. Alhamdulillah, an Islamic brother tells us that a senior Islamic brother asked for something. And when he tried to hand it over with his left hand, with a beautiful smiling face, he refused to accept it, saying, that is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, he did it in such a beautiful way that ever since then, I learned that I would pass everything with my right hand because this is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we make it a habit that whenever we sit down to eat, we eat with our right hand. If we make it a habit that whenever we hand something to somebody with the intention of acting upon the sunnah, we hand with the right hand. This is the best way. Another common thing that is observed is that sometimes when the right hand gets, when you're eating and the right hand has food in it, we often take the glass in the left hand and drink water with the left hand. Often people who drink tea, they use a saucer in left hand, the cup in the right, they pour the tea into the saucer and drink with their left hand. Again, this is not in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should observe our own actions. We should analyze and see what are we doing. Even when we're sitting at the table, we should make sure that we drink water with the right hand. When we're drinking tea, we should make sure that we drink with the right hand. If somebody passes a jug to us and we are then filling it up, what some Islamic brothers do is they take the glass in the left hand, the jug in the right, they pour the water in and hand it out with the left hand. This is not in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because you are passing the water with the left hand. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked eating and drinking with the left hand. Sayyidina Salmah bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that a person was eating food with his left hand in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him, "Eat with your right hand." He replied, "I cannot eat with my right hand." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his divinely bestowed knowledge of ghaib, understood that this person had merely refused to eat with his right hand because of pride and arrogance. Therefore, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "May you never have the strength to do so, i.e. may you never be able to lift your hand." And as was said by Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that, he could not lift his right hand to his mouth. Allah, Allah. But this is how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked people eating with their left hand. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we could change this habit very simply. And then for the rest of our lives, whenever we sit down to eat, acting upon the sunnah, every time you ate with your right hand, with the intention of doing acting upon sunnah, you are doing exactly what you were doing before. But you've got the intention of sunnah and you're making sure it's the right hand. The food is still going into your mouth. You're still tasting it and you're still benefiting from it. But you are getting great reward by doing it in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today when we sit down to eat, we don't care how we eat, which part of the plate we eat from, how we proportion our food. But Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us even this little detail. If there's only one type of food on the plate, it is sunnah to start from one's own side. As they say that Umar bin Abi Salmah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, "In my childhood, I was brought up in the blessed house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst eating, I would stretch my hand all over the plate. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would instruct me, 'Recite Bismillah and eat with your right hand from the portion of the plate nearest to you.'" Subhanallah. Today, we don't observe this practice. We don't act upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, we are taught this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we travel in the Madni kaflas of Dawat Islami with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will learn when people sit down to eat, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Islamic brothers teach us how to eat in accordance with sunnah, and we learn that blessings descend in the center of the plate and therefore we should eat from our side. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, has stated, "When the dining mat is laid, each one of you should eat from your side. When eating in a larger plate, make sure you eat from your side and do not eat from the sides of others."
Avoid eating from the center of the plate. No one should get up unless the dining mat has been removed. And no one should stop eating unless others have also stopped. Even if he is satisfied, he should also continue to eat with others, because if he stops eating, it will cause embarrassment to others who will also follow suit and stop eating, even though they may need to eat more. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we learn some beautiful Madni pearls. To eat from the portion of the plate in front of you is sunnah. Not to eat from the other side when eating with others is sunnah. Not to eat from the center of the plate is a beautiful sunnah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dining mat should be removed before people eating get up. If others are eating with you, do not stop eating until everybody has finished. SubhanAllah. If we travel in the beautiful Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they are practically taught during the Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There are many, many blessings of traveling upon Madni Kaflas. Indeed, you learn so many beautiful sunnahs, and not only do you gain the knowledge, but also spiritually, it takes away a lot of difficulties. There was an Islamic brother who had a problem with nightmares, and he used to often complain of nightmares. He says, I traveled with a 30-day sunnah-inspiring Madni Kafla of Dawud Islami with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and alhamdulillah, by the blessings of this Madni Kafla, I no longer have nightmares. Instead now, I dream of the adorable city of Medina Sharif, SubhanAllah, and I also dream of reading Salah, offering Salah, and reciting the Holy Quran. Look at the benefits of traveling in a Madni Kafla, SubhanAllah. Dear Islam brothers, just on that, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah notes that if anybody has this difficulty with nightmares, then he should recite Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times with Durud-e Pak before and after, before he sleeps. And Alhamdulillah, with the blessing of this attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be protected. SubhanAllah. Now, we said we shouldn't be eating from the far side of the plate, but there are some exceptions. There is a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Sayyidina Ikrash radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Sarid was once served to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We started eating with him. I was stretching my hand all over the plate. Seeing this, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ikrash radiallahu ta'ala, eat from one side, because only one type of food in the plate. Afterwards, we were served with a platter. So we were served with a plate and variety of fresh dates. The blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stretched towards different varieties of dates. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ikrash radiallahu ta'ala, eat from wherever you wish, because the dates are of different varieties. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If there are different foods, so if you have a plate with the salads and different things at different parts of the plate, then there is no harm in moving to different parts of the plate. But if it's the same type of food, then the sunnah of Rasulullah is to eat from your side of the plate. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas has narrated that Rasulullah once indicated with his thumb and index finger and said, do not eat with these two fingers, but eat with three fingers. SubhanAllah. The index finger, the middle finger, and the thumb, as this is sunnah. Avoid eating with five fingers, as this is a practice of the uncivilized. SubhanAllah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today when we sit down to eat, we don't know that it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat with three fingers. Sometimes we go straight for the spoons, the knives, and the forks. But this isn't in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated, eating with one finger is the practice of shaitan. Eating with two fingers is a practice of the arrogant. And eating with three fingers is the practice of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. SubhanAllah. So sometimes we see that if we have certain foods, certain yogurts, we dip one finger in and we eat. That is the practice of the shaitan. We should avoid that. Eating with two fingers, the practice of the arrogant. And the beautiful sunnah of the prophets, alayhi salam, is to eat with three fingers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's also noted that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would occasionally eat with four fingers as well. But most of the time Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used three fingers. The beauty, the hikmat, the wisdom behind this is that one often finds that we put too much in our mouth. But if you're eating with three fingers, you can only take small morsels. And then you can chew the food easily. But not only that, today science is catching up. And it is telling us that if you have small morsels, you can chew the food properly so that the enzymes that are excreted from the mouth actually help. The saliva actually breaks down the food and helps with digestion. Sayyidina Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullahi alayhi, has stated, eating with five fingers is a sign of the greedy. And how uncivilized it looks. It is not difficult to eat bread or roti with three fingers. Sometimes it's difficult with rice, but it takes practice. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. For those of you who watch Madni channel, especially during Ramadan, you will have noticed that Amir As-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya encourages people to eat in accordance with Sunnah. And to help practice, there's a little rubber band handed out that you can put over these two fingers to keep them back so that it helps you. And after a few days, the brothers become accustomed to it. And they become accustomed to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then for the rest of their lives, they will eat with three fingers, having learnt this and gained the great blessings of doing so. Today, we have knives, forks and spoons. Now, it is not haram or anything else to eat with a knife and fork. But it is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our pious predecessors, our saints, used to refrain from using spoons because Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat with three fingers. Sayyidina Ibrahim Bajuri, rahmatullah alayhi, has narrated that once food was served to the Mamun al-Rashid with a spoon, the Qadi al-Qudha, the Chief Justice, Sayyidina Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, was also present over there and said, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Bani Israel, translation from Kanzul Iman, and no doubt we honored the descendants of Adam. Saying this, he rahmatullahi said, O Khalif, in the commentary of this verse, your grandfather Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, we have made fingers for them with which they eat. Listening to this, Mamun al-Rashid refrained from using a spoon and ate with his fingers. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandan channel, one can use a spoon, but if he uses it because there are certain types of foods, obviously you can't eat with your fingers, that's fine. Or you have an injury to your hand, there's no harm in you using a spoon. Or if the hand is dirty and you can't wash it, if you're in such a place, water is not available, and obviously you can't eat with dirty hands, then there is no harm in using a spoon. But without any excuse, we shouldn't use a spoon. We should stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, today, you know, science clicks in our head. So if a doctor tells us something, a scientist tells us something, we think that that's got something in it. Let me tell you what the medical practitioners say. They have agreed that when a person eats using his fingers, certain digestive enzymes are secreted by the fingers. They are mixed with the food. This helps a lot of people, including diabetics, because it inhibits deficiency of insulin. And then after food is consumed, by licking the fingers clean after eating, digestive enzymes are properly consumed and swallowed into the stomach. And this action is beneficial to the eyes, to the brain, and to the stomach. And it helps cure various diseases of the stomach, brain, and the heart. Subhanallah. So, you know, today we learn this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And now, all this time later, the medical practitioners have finally realized that in this beautiful sunnah, there are so many medical benefits that we should act upon this. So we should act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah with the intention of acting upon it. But at the same time, we can have in our mind that not only am I getting great reward, but alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, I am also gaining great physical benefit by acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, I think everybody wants to learn more and more of these beautiful sunnahs. But let me give you the perfect way of learning these sunnahs. You know, over a silsila, you know, you watch it, you forget and everything else, and practically we can't do it. We're not sat at the dining table. But if you were to travel the beautiful Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, then you will learn these sunnahs practically. And you know, there's a 72-hour kafila, so we have almost 9-10 meals, and in over those 10 meals, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in most of them, this is the talk. Islamic brothers teach us how to eat in accordance with sunnah. So when we come back after the Madni kafila, we then bring this to our household, we teach our children. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful Madni environment forms. We're at time of food, when everybody sat on the dining mat, and little children are there, and you start to recite the sunnah, you read the dua, and you read the sunnah, and we've got little children saying, it's sunnah to eat with three fingers. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Can you imagine the blessings descending upon that dastakhan and that family? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And where does it all come from? It comes from the beautiful Madni kaflas of Dawat Islami. Look at the beautiful blessings that we gain from attending a Madni kafla. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, a brother from Mathura in India has said, I was a fashionable youngster who was often lost in watching movies. Fortunately, I once listened to a beautiful Sunnah-inspired bayan entitled The Perils of Television, released by Maktabat al-Madina. This speech transformed my life, inspired me to join the Madni environment of Dawat Islami. I suffered from appendicitis, and the doctors advised me to have an operation. I was terrified of the operation. Meanwhile, a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his individual effort of preaching led me to travel on a 3-day sunnah-inspired Madni kafla with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time in my life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of attending this kafla, I was cured of my appendicitis without an operation. Highly inspired by this, I now travel in 3-day Madni kaflas every month. Alhamdulillah, I fill in my Madni Inamat booklet every month, and I wake other Muslims up for Salat al-Fajr every morning by acting upon the Madni Inamat of Sadaya Medina. Subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers, if you sit in the company of people who don't know how to eat properly, we will pick up their bad habits. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by sitting with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn how to act upon different sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful hadith mubarakah, that whoever loves my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. So the more we work to act upon, learn and act upon the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closer we get to Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to sit with our family and eat in accordance with sunnah, reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then teach ourselves and our children that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat from our side of the plate, to eat small morsels, and to eat with the right hand with three fingers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم إسلام دويا